He never bite you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he never bite you. But now these other snakes, they bite.
Where does a rattlesnake usually live?
He stays most on the hill.
They have a burrow down in the holes there?
Yeah, they stay down the hole, a hollow log.
What kind of holes do they usually get in?
They get an old hollow log, or go down in a cave. He just anywhere where, now he ain't see where water at. And when he cross water, now he'll cross the water, but his rattlesnake up like that.
Oh.
Yeah. He don't never let them get wet. And if they get wet, then he lose them.
I didn't know that.
And he called that's a water rattler. Then he goes to the water then, and he just as mean as he get.
Can he kill you if he bites you when he loses those rattlers?
Oh yeah, he has his poison.
Just doesn't have his rattlers.
Yeah, he just don't have them rattlers.
I didn't know he'd lose them.
Yes sir, he'll lose them if he get them wet. And if he get too rainy too much, he puts them in his mouth.
You say if a dog bit you, you say, tell your wife, I gotta run down here to the doctor and get a shot because I just got
dog bit.
Yeah. Did you ever use that word dog bit for anything? Say somebody's got bad, had real bad luck, you say he just dog bit him.
Yeah.
Say snake bit there too?
Yeah.
I'm like, I had all these trouble with a quarter, so you might say I was snake bit.
Yeah, snake bit him. Yeah, so that's right.
Yeah. Let's see.
And you got the best thing when you went to shooting dog for madness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure did.
We talked a little while ago about cows and hogs. What do you call them? The male cow. What's his?
Bull.
Bull. Any other names that people call him?
Stock cow.
Stock cow?
Yeah.
Anybody ever call him a seed ox?
No.
Or what about a cow critter or anything like that?
Just, no.
Just those two? Let me tell you, the women call him something different or they call him about the same thing?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, mules, they come in what? You usually get a mule? You get two of them, you got a
pair.
Yeah, pair.
Yeah.
What about oxen? Do they come in pair too?
Yeah.
Now, do you ever talk about a team of mules oxen?
Yeah, well, you take a ox. Now, you don't have to have lines and things like him. You have to have a line to start with. Mm-hmm. And then you can get, when you get him broke, you can call him for him. He can be across that road around. You can call him and tell him what you want him to do, and he'll do it.
Well, how do you call him?
Oh, whoa, bag, come here. And he coming to you. When you say come here, he knows.
Oh.
Bag, when he, that means go. Mm-hmm. He knows all about it.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. if you had, say, four mule oxen, what would you call that?
That's a pair. And double
pair.
Double.
Now, you ever heard of two oxen called a span?
Yeah.
Instead of a pair.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. Now what do you call a little cow that has just been born?
Called a veal.
Mhm. Yeah. What else might you call them? A little cow.
A little kid.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And if you had a cow named Daisy and she was about to have a little calf, you'd say Daisy's about to
have a kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. What do you call the male horse?
Stud.
You ever call him a stallion?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I believe cut off now. I believe that's a wibble.
What do you usually call a female horse?
Now would you call him a stud?
And what about the woman horse?
The male.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about a horse that it had been altered or marked? What do you call that?
Well, you just horse then.
Mm-hmm. Just a regular horse.
Real horse.
Yeah. What can you do with horses? What's some of the kind of things you can do with them? You can hitch them to buggies and.
Oh yeah, you can hitch them to buggies and some of them will plow and some of them won't.
Yeah.